You will hear. All right. So today we will hear Meredith sharing on God Reliance Works and Me Reliance Doesn't. Thank you, Meredith.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to just start with a prayer. God, please enable me to set aside everything I think I know about you, everything I think I know about me, everything I think I know about God reliance, about conscious contact with you, about sharing in meetings, about recovery, for an open mind, an open heart, and a new God experience of all these things. Please help me see the truth about getting out of the way and relying on you. Bless me into usefulness. God, help me stay present and connected to my heart and body, and so to the heart of all things. Help me speak truth with authenticity and vulnerability. Help me get out of the way and be of service. Thank you. So when I got this topic, God Reliance Works, It Really Does, in prayer and meditation, I balked because it seems like such a big topic and I feel so unqualified. And previously when I've shared, I had an experience, I had a struggle with step one, and then I got perspective in step three, and then I shared about step one. And, you know, I had an experience, a struggle with step four. I had a spiritual awakening. When I got to step nine, I shared about step four. This is a topic that I don't have perspective on. It's a topic that I'm in the middle of. I'm living it now and having a struggle now and having a spiritual awakening now and struggling some more now and having another spiritual awakening now. And it just also feels huge. And when I took that to prayer, the response I got from my kind of God voice was like, yeah, it is too big for you. And yeah, you're not qualified. And go ahead and share about it anyway. You never will be qualified to talk on this topic. And when you think you're qualified, then we need to talk because something is amiss. So that's what I'm sharing on today. So God Reliance Works, It Really Does, and Self-Reliance Fails Me, It Really Does. And this is really an 11th step share, because my 11th step nightly review has been such a game changer in helping me come to awareness of, here's what self-reliance looks like, my style. You know, here's what self-reliance looks and feels like in me. Today, this is what it looked and felt like today. And here's what God reliance, here's how God reliance showed up. Here's how that looked and felt for me today. So my 11 step review is personalized based on my sponsor's guidance. And it starts with, you know, where was I resistant? Where was I in fear? Where did the miracle show up? How did God help me today? How did I lean into God's support today? So that there's both of those perspectives. And I think the thing that I noticed was that I had a set of prayers that I had developed out of my fourth and fifth step inventory realizations. And they're a set of prayers around specific topics, like here's daily prayers and here's prayers about relationships and prayers about my character defects. And as I looked back at those, the prayers are so, they have so much energy that's like, God, please fix me. God, please remove this thing. God, please heal this relationship. God, please take away this super annoying habit that I just can't stand anymore. Please, please, please. God, please remove my fear. Please, this fear, that fear, remove this one, remove that one. And just naturally over time, like looking at my more recent prayers, it's God, help me grow in God reliance. Help me feel your presence. Help guide and direct me. Help me know. Help me reach out to you for help. Help me know what it feels like, what God, what conscious contact with you feels like. And it's like, that's a change, you know, that's a shift. And so, as unqualified as I feel to talk about this topic, I see that my God reliance has shifted from God, please fix me now to God, I want to grow in my relationship with you. God, show me how to grow, how to see you, how to feel you, how to connect with your presence. So there's a paradox here that came to me when I was reflecting on this topic. It's this paradox that God's grace does not require my prayers. Like, you know, God's grace is available, unconditional, present, whether I pray or not. If I pray in a needy, graspy, God, please fix me way, if I pray in a more open, God, show me yourself way, and maybe six months from now, I'll pray in some other kind of way. And 6 months later, after I've taken people through the work and then they've gotten to the 12th step, maybe I'll pray in some other kind of way. None of that is required by God. God's grace is there for me anyway. But what my prayer life does is help me notice the progress I've made on the path and help me be aware, open and aware of God's grace. And so it helps me actually experience God's grace, as opposed to God's grace being this thing that I'm unconscious and unaware of. The growing my awareness about what does self-reliance feel like? What does it look like? How does it show up in me? What does God reliance look like in me today? What is God's support? How is God's support showing up for me today? That awareness is also like not required, you know, God's got me, God's running the show, whether I have that awareness or not. But that awareness allows me to relax and take it easy and struggle less. That it's like I'm on the God train, whether I'm kicking and screaming and resisting and fighting, whether I'm relaxing and taking it easy, I'm still on the God train. But it's a lot more fun ride with the awareness and the relax and take it easy. But also, I think the other thing the awareness has given me, because we know awareness is not our solution, self-knowledge is not our solution, but it's helpful because awareness also gives me the connection with, okay, that I'm aware this is what self-reliance looks and feels like. So I'm in self-reliance right now. So let me turn to prayer. Let me turn my attention to God. And for me, the bridge is prayer. Prayer is what's going to help me do that turning my awareness and attention to God. So what God reliance looks like in me, what I have, my experience right now is that God reliance looks like a really good question. And self-reliance looks like I need to know the answer. You know, so self-reliance looks like, God, tell me, am I right? Am I wrong? Should I turn left? Should I turn right? What's going to happen? Is this the right to-do list in the right order? Or should I be doing something else? Should I sell the house? Should I keep the house? Give me yes or no answers. You know, what's the right answer? That's me turning to God, but like in a self, from a position of self-reliance. My God reliance is the open question, is the God, how would you have me be today? Where would you have me focus today? How can I grow in my conscious contact with you today? How can I ask you for help today? And the good question leads to another question, leads to more questions and other questions and more subtle questions. Whereas the good answer or the answer leads to more, in self-reliance, it's this or that's that. I did it wrong or I did it right. This is a good habit, this is a bad habit. In God reliance, the things that I have considered bad or painful or traumatic have been some of the sources of my greatest spiritual awakenings, my greatest gift in working the steps in the recovery. And the things I judge to be good from self-reliance are things that are some of my most stubborn obstacles in on the path and on the journey. So my whole assessment from self-reliance, my assessment of good, bad, neutral, in God reliance, that all comes into question. What's good? Is it really? What's bad? Really? And so many things that I considered things that had damaged me were actually things that have led me into a deeper connection with God and to spiritual growth. They've been a gateway to embracing and understanding my humanness and the humanness of my family and whoever was involved in that story, in a much deeper, much fuller, much more nuanced, much more whole way. In self-reliance, it's like there must be a right way for me to proceed in life. And I'm like trying to discover what's the right way. What's God's plan? Is it to turn left? Is it to turn right? In God reliance, it's like, sweetie, those are not your only options, this and that. You know, in God reliance, it's like there's a whole other option that's neither this nor that. And in God reliance, the question comes up like, what if both this and that are okay? You know, what if the way forward is something you can't actually picture right now, that's beyond your current perspective on this or that? Should I this? Should I that? In God reliance, self-love and self-acceptance happens now just the way I am, with every character defect, with every fear, with every messy, I'm still doing this, God, like I've been through this work and I did an inventory on this and I'm still resenting this, like, but I did a 10 step on her and I did a 4th step on her and I did a 5th step on her and I'm still resenting her. And in God reliance, it's like, yeah, self-love and self-acceptance just the way I am. In self-reliance, it's like, well, when I get halfway through the 9th step, then I'll love and accept myself. Well, when I stop doing this annoying thing, then I'll love and accept myself. When I've gotten all my bills paid and I've taken care of my financial amends, then I'll love and accept myself. It's always contingent on the next goalpost. And it's always contingent on having improved in some kind of way. In God reliance, self-love and self-acceptance are already justified right now, right here, this very moment. In God reliance, okay, thank you. I got that 2 minutes. In God reliance, solutions pop up for me that I never would have imagined, just out of like left field, you know. In self-reliance, I was so struggling with the infestation of mice in my house, and they were growing, and I'm Buddhist and I can't kill things and they're making a mess and it's And people said, oh, pray, you know, just pray, just pray. And they'll go away. Ask them, send them pictures, talk to animals, send them pictures, and they'll go away, pray, and they'll go away. Like, how are they going to go away with prayer? So I just kept praying. And then eventually I was like, okay, God, I don't know what to do about this anymore. They're proliferating. I just need your help. Like, I just need your help. I don't know what to do about this. The next morning I wake up and the mouse has dropped into the trash can with a swingy lid because there's nuts in the bottom of it. I was like, and he couldn't get out. So I was able to take the mouse 2 miles away, drop him off. I was like, oh, I can trap the mice in this swingy basket. So I planted nuts in the bottom of the basket and 6 mice fell into it the next day, drove them 2 miles away. 2 mice the next day, 1 mouse the next day. I have been a month and a half without a single mouse in the house, and I didn't kill a single mouse. And that was just this moment of desperation of like, God, I need your help. Like, I don't want to kill them and I don't know what to do. So that just never would have occurred to me. It just came out of left field. It just unfolded. It just happened. So I know we're close to the end. So I just want to conclude with a prayer. God, show me where I need your help. Show me what is too much for me and I need your help. God, help me lean into your help for that. Please reveal to me what I need right now. God, help me intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle me. When I'm in self-reliance, God, help me turn towards you in prayer and lean into relying on you. Help me grow and grow and grow more and more and more each moment, each day in learning how to rely on you, God. Thank you.
Thank you very much.